I've been thinking about this meeting for a while, and this meeting is to let everybody know what this media team is for. The media team isn't just for us to stand behind some instruments, stand behind a camera, and stuff like that. That's a part of it, and that's the tools we use for this ministry as a media team. But being a part of this ministry, being a part of this ministry that helps, being part of the media team, is all about us having the same heart as he does, Apostle. And it's all about having his heart in whatever we're doing. And I found out, I kind of already knew it, but I found out more about how can we go about this and like progress with it. I felt like I learned how to sow again during the prosperity revival, this past prosperity revival. I think it happened probably like that Thursday morning, but then also like the matriarch night as well. I can't explain what totally happened, but I started seeing some different things in a different way. After that meeting, I was actually gonna say that we're not gonna do the media team seed anymore. I don't know why, but I felt impressed to just totally end it and everybody sow like individually. But then the Holy Spirit kind of flipped it on me, and he didn't want me to end it, but he wanted us to kill the old way and then do it a new way. And basically, what we're going to do is very simple, but it's some good wisdom that he showed me. Of course, we have camp meeting next year, next July. I don't know the exact dates, but I learned even from the Friday morning from this last Supernatural Money Come to You conference, he stressed for like a brief moment in that message about being prepared, having a prepared seed. I'm not fussing at y'all about none of this. Like, I'm fussing at anybody. I'm fussing at myself because I know sometimes we weren't always prepared with our seed as a team. It was kind of last minute, and you definitely don't want to do that. So, camp meeting is 8 months away. We have about 30 to 40 people on the media team. And so what we can do, I've already started doing this myself. And this is going to train us also about like what the media team is all for. You know, it's more than just working with equipment and stuff like that. It's all about operating like apostle in whatever position we're in, having his heart. The only way you can do that is if you have his heart, is to have the same mind in whatever you're doing. So, to go through the like the simple ways we can do it is that we have 30 to 40 people on the team. If everyone sets aside at least $20 per month, by the 8 months, we can easily sell over $5,000. And like that was a number that the Holy Spirit gave me done the prosperity revival, because we've sown $2,000, $3,000 here, but you know, he said like go for 5,000, you know, and it's not just about the money, but it's about, so when you're sowing, you know, we know the Bible says, where your treasure is, that's where your heart is also. When you're sowing, like you're laying down the way you think about your money, and you're surrendering your heart and your mind to wherever you're sowing into. So as we sow into him, like we reap his heart. We reap the way he thinks about ministry. We reap the way he thinks about the Father and his will. We reap like his hunger for like the Father's will. And that's when the money comes. See, money comes to apostles because of his heart. Like money comes to him because like he's totally sold out to the Father's will and whatever he's called to do, you know. And as you can see, like we're not all called to be on the pulpit, but some of us actually have some keen skills towards tech stuff or like visuals or audio and stuff like that. And if our heart is like a apostle towards that, you know, like we can constantly grow, constantly progress. And so as you sow, always remember that when you're sowing, like you're sowing your heart. If your heart isn't behind it, you know, like don't sow at all. But like, because like money is important to all of us. You know what I'm saying? We manage money. We pay attention to our money. Like it's important to us. So as you're doing that, you're sowing your heart and then you're going to reap his heart. And so back to, Cammy is 8 months away. So if everybody puts away $20 per month, we can easily get over $5,000. I've already put mine aside already. And the way you can do it, doing it yourself, like keeping aside yourself, and then we'll do it when camp meeting comes around, or you can give me the money. Like I'll develop like a safe keep, and we'll keep it, you know, like in the back offices or whatever in the count room, so nobody will be touching anything like that. But I will say this, like as you give, it'd be best to put it in a like in an envelope, because when they record it, like in the system, like you can go back and then get the information for your taxes and stuff like that. Because I know some people like that, so I would say that. And we just got to recognize that being a part of the media team is a privilege, you know. And you have to make the choice of if you just want to be a volunteer, or if you just want to just be here and just be a volunteer and not make any sacrifices at all, or you want to fully commit to this mission and, like, you know, in the sense of be a son. You know, so the Bible says in John 15:15, it says, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth what his Lord doeth. And I want to stress that the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth. That's basically saying the servant doesn't always know what the Father wants. You know what I'm saying? Basically saying the servant doesn't always have the heart of the Father, but the Son does. He's in sonship. When we think about sonship, we think about Jesus. Think about Jesus, think about maturity. And we just all got to become a more mature in whatever we're doing here. Don't approach whatever you're doing just, you know, I got to hit this button, I got to hit that button, I got to move this way, I got to move this way. But now, like, you know what I'm saying, I'm helping Apostle affect so many people's lives. Like, even though it might seem small, you know, I always tell people, like, people don't recognize the media team until we make a mistake. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? The sound man might mess something up and be like, oh, what is he doing? Like, but you never turn around to the sound man when he's doing good. And that's okay, though. Like, that's what we do. You know what I'm saying? When you're watching TV, or when you watch your favorite channel, none of us think about the camera guy, you know, like on the channel. We think about the person we're watching, the anchor or the speaker or the actor or stuff like that. But that's just how it is. So never take that lightly. And so every month, everybody put aside $20, and then we'll easily, well, like, it'll be sweatless for us, and we can easily sow and honor Apostle with over $5,000 for the camp meeting coming up. One more thing I want to talk about is, from now on, we'll have like a Saturday prep day. So every Saturday, this will be mandatory for the people who are scheduled that Sunday. So if you're scheduled on the Sunday, you'll show up Saturday after prayer. We'll be in here and we'll go over like everything we need as far as like the words. We'll prepare all the songs the day before. We'll prepare all the day before. Director and the camera people will go over like a game plan about who's going to do what. Like if you can't make it on a Saturday, just let us know. And like we'll do whatever. Just always let me know. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, hey, like you got to stop doing that. Like just let me know. It's cool. It's mandatory for the people who are scheduled, but it's open to anybody. If you want more training with the camera, or if you want more training with like another aspect of the media team, you can easily come every Saturday and work on that. So if you're scheduled like on the upcoming Sunday, I like be there Saturday to go over anything we got to prepare for the Sunday coming up. Tuesdays are different. We won't have any kind of prep day for Tuesday. That'll just be what it is. And we'll start having a media team meeting every month. So it'll be the first Sunday of each month. So our next meeting is going to be January 7th. So we have a meeting on the first Sunday of each month. So, yeah, it's actually the Sunday before the LTMA conference, which is perfect timing. So, yeah, January 8th through 11th. So, we talk about that right now, too. The LTMA conference will be January 8th through 11th, starting Tuesday night, and it'll be a Tuesday night session, and then Wednesday through Friday, it'll be a 10:30 morning session, and then a 7 p.m. session for the rest of the week. Oh, yeah. I don't know. We'll see. We'll do that. So, always remember that doing what we're doing as part of the media team, always have his heart in whatever you're doing. Is he still on the screen? Okay, yeah. Oh, you always have his heart when you're doing what you're doing. So, any questions or anything that you're not clear about? Everybody good? Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, yeah. Yep. What was the question? She was asking if it's work Tuesday. Yeah. And I got it recorded, and I'll send it to y'all. So if you miss anything, or you can listen back. And any more questions or anything that's not clear to y'all? Not good. Oh, yeah. I also got some more shirts. If you need another shirt, just let me know. Any size and everything. So.